Monday, December the 20th, 2010, 1-3-Tevet-5771. Day 2 before Shabbat, Parashah Shemot, the names. Exodus 3.
Moses at the burning bush.
Now Moses was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the wilderness, and came to Elohim's mountain, to Horeb. The angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, I will turn aside now, and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. When Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, Elohim called to him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. He said, Here I am. He said, Don't come close. Take your sandals off of your feet, for the place you are standing in is set apart holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the Elohim of your father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at Elohim. Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Now, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me. Moreover, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Moses said to Elohim, Who am I, that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, Certainly I will be with you. This will be the token to you, that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve Elohim in this mountain. Moses said to Elohim, Behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and tell them, The Elohim of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What should I tell them? Elohim said to Moses, I am who I am, and he said, You shall tell the children of Israel this, I am has sent me to you. Elohim said moreover to Moses, You shall tell the children of Israel this, Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Go, and gather the elders of Israel together, and tell them, Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt, and I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. They will listen to your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall tell him, Yahweh, the Elohim of the Hebrews, has met with us. Now please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Yahweh, our Elohim. I know that the king of Egypt won't give you permission to go, no, not by a mighty hand. I will reach out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders which I will do in its midst, and after that he will let you go. I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it will happen that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor, and of her who visits her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and clothing, and you shall put them in your sons, and in your daughters. You shall plunder the Egyptians. Acts 5.
Lying to the set-apart Holy Spirit.
But a certain man named Hananiah, with Shapira, his wife, sold a possession, and kept back part of the price, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part, and laid it at the emissary's feet. But Peter said, Hananiah, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the set-apart Holy Spirit, and to keep back part of the price of the land? While you kept it, didn't it remain your own? After it was sold, wasn't it in your power? How is it that you have conceived this thing in your heart? You haven't lied to men, but to Elohim. Hananiah, hearing these words, fell down and died. Great fear came on all who heard these things. The young men arose and wrapped him up, and they carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife, not knowing what had happened, came in. Peter answered her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much." She said,
"Yes,
for so much." But Peter asked her, "How is it that you have agreed together to tempt the spirit of Adonai? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." She fell down immediately at his feet, and died. The young men came in and found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her by her husband. Great fear came in the whole assembly, and in all who heard these things.
Continuing power in the assembly.
By the hands of the emissaries, many signs and wonders were done among the people. They were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. None of the rest dared to join them, however the people honored them. More believers were added to Adonai, multitudes of both men and women. They even carried out the sick into the streets, and laid them on cots and mattresses, so that as Peter came by, at the least his shadow might overshadow some of them. Multitudes also came together from the cities around Jerusalem, bringing sick people, and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed.
Imprisoned apostles freed.
But the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with jealousy, and laid hands on the emissaries, and put them in public custody. But an angel of Adonai opened the prison doors by night, and brought them out, and said, "Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." When they heard this, they entered into the temple about daybreak, and taught. But the high priest came, and those who were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought.
Apostles in trial again.
But the officers who came didn't find them in the prison. They returned and reported, "We found the prison shut and locked, and the guards standing before the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." Now when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priests heard these words, they were very perplexed about them and what might become of this. One came and told them, "Behold, the men whom you put in prison are in the temple, standing and teaching the people." Then the captain went with the officers, and brought them without violence, for they were afraid that the people might stone them. When they had brought them, they set them before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "Didn't we strictly command you not to teach in this name? Behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and intend to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the emissaries answered, "We must obey Elohim rather than men. The Elohim of our fathers raised up Yeshua, whom you killed, hanging him on a tree. Elohim exalted him with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, to give repentance to Israel, and remission of sins. We are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the set apart Holy Spirit, whom Elohim has given to those who obey him."
Gamaliel's advice.
But they, when they heard this, were cut to the heart, and determined to kill them. But one stood up in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the Torah, honored by all the people, and commanded to put the emissaries out for a little while. He said to them, "You men of Israel, be careful concerning these men, what you are about to do. For before these days Todah rose up, making himself out to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were dispersed, and came to nothing. After this man, Judah of Galilee rose up in the days of the enrollment, and drew away some people after him. He also perished, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered abroad. Now I tell you, withdraw from these men, and leave them alone. For if this council or this work is of men, it will be overthrown. But if it is of Elohim, you will not be able to overthrow it, and you would be found even to be fighting against Elohim." They agreed with him. Summoning the emissaries, they beat them and commanded them not to speak in the name of Yeshua, and let them go. They therefore departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for Yeshua's name. Every day, in the temple and at home, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming Yeshua, the Messiah. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.